USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr naming Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham a special counsel, giving him extra protection to continue during the Biden administration his investigation of the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia probe. Barr also saying the Justice Department has not uncovered any widespread voting fraud that could have changed the 2020 election outcome. The big talk on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, COVID-19 relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expressing confidence about reaching a deal.
I felt the first thing we needed to do was to find out what the president would in fact sign. We believe we've got the answer to that.
The Kentucky Republican among those talking with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, as is Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi. It's the first time her and Mnuchin have talked since October 26th. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden is rolling out top members of his economic team.
A first-rate team that's going to get us through this ongoing economic crisis and help us build the economy back, not just build it back, but build it back better than it was before. Almost one in every six renters was behind in rent payments as of October. Let me be clear. With this team and others, we'll add in the weeks ahead that we're going to create a recovery for everybody, for all.
Biden, wearing a walking boot, opened the event in Delaware by saying, "Help is on the way." Biden selected former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as his pick for Treasury Secretary. Tony Hsieh, the former CEO of online shoe retailer Zappos, died from smoke inhalation from a house fire. That's according to the Connecticut Chief Medical Examiner's Office, which also ruled out yesterday that Hsieh's death was an accident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday all behind us, today we mark Giving Tuesday. It's billed as a day to unite worldwide in celebration of generosity. If you are able, one nonprofit you can give to is Workshops for Warriors, which was founded by Hernan Luis Prado. He joins Fox News and talks about what his nonprofit does and how it helps veterans out.
So we provide accelerated training and advanced manufacturing classes like 3D printing, robotics, computer-aided design, computer-aided manufacturing, advanced welding, and machinery repair. And all of the courses that we teach lead to nationally recognized credentials so that our graduates get placed into high-paying jobs at companies like SpaceX, Boeing, Tesla, and they make an average of $60,000 a year after graduating from our program.
In another Giving Tuesday effort, Chip Ganassi Racing, along with Jimmy Johnson, are asking their fans to give $48 to the American Legion. As far as where that money will go, Johnson says,
"That's going to go and help our veterans and really support the American Legion and all the great work that they do."
Johnson, retiring from NASCAR but not driving, he'll drive the number 48 in the IndyCar series. Just highlighting a few of the places where you can give your money, if you're able, of course, on this Giving Tuesday. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.